Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, City of Dreams. The 400-year epic history of immigrant New York by Tyler Anbender traces New York City through the lives of the newcomers who built it, fought over it, and repeatedly remade it. Spanning from the early Dutch and English eras to the modern metropolis, the book frames immigration not as a side story but as the city's central engine of growth, conflict, and creativity. A historian known for explaining big subjects through vivid human experience, uses individual family journeys, neighborhood changes, and public controversies to show how each wave of arrivals confronted familiar obstacles, scarce housing, precarious work, discrimination, and political exclusion. At the same time, the narrative highlights immigrant persistence and the gradual expansion of opportunity, even when progress came unevenly. Rather than treating New York as exceptional by accident, the book presents it as the result of constant reinvention, driven by global forces and local choices. The result is a sweeping, accessible history that connects past debates to the questions cities face today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, New Amsterdam to Early New York, a city built for mobility. The book begins by showing that immigration shaped New York from its earliest days, when the port and its commercial logic made the settlement unusually diverse for its time. Under Dutch and later English rule, newcomers arrived for trade, land, religious space, or survival, and they encountered a place where languages, legal systems, and social hierarchies overlapped. Anbender emphasizes that diversity did not automatically produce tolerance. Competition for resources, slavery, and rigid assumptions about religion and nationality created sharp boundaries. Even as everyday life required practical cooperation, the city's geography mattered. A port city linked to Atlantic commerce could not easily seal itself off, and cycles of war, disease, and economic change kept people moving in and out. By grounding large trends in concrete urban realities, the narrative sets up a long-running pattern. New York repeatedly becomes a magnet during periods of disruption elsewhere, and then must absorb the consequences locally through housing markets, labor demand, policing, and politics. This early foundation helps explain why later mass migrations were not an abrupt break, but an intensification of existing dynamics in a place designed by trade, migration, and constant turnover. Secondly, mass migration and the rise of the immigrant city. As transatlantic travel became more accessible and economic upheavals struck Europe, New York turned into the primary gateway for millions. Anbender explores how Irish and German arrivals transformed the city's population, politics, and street life, while also facing intense suspicion and hostility. The story links personal motives, famine, repression, and the search for wages, to the city's capacity to offer work that was often dangerous, unstable, and poorly paid. Tenement living, overcrowding, and public health crises appear not as background detail, but as core outcomes of rapid population growth and weak regulation. The book also shows how immigrant communities built institutions to survive: mutual aid societies, churches, newspapers, and dense neighborhood networks that provided jobs, childcare, and protection. These structures could accelerate mobility for some while reinforcing separation from others. And Binder highlights that backlash followed predictable lines, including nativist politics and sporadic violence, yet immigrants also learned to use democratic mechanisms, especially urban elections, to secure services and influence. This era establishes the template for the modern immigrant metropolis, a city enriched by labor and culture, strained by inequality, and perpetually debating who belongs. Thirdly, neighborhoods. Tenements and the daily struggle for security, a major theme is how immigration is experienced at street level, where housing, sanitation, and proximity to jobs define the limits of opportunity. Anbender describes the tenement system and the way dense neighborhoods became both lifelines and traps. For newcomers, living near people who spoke the same language or shared the same customs reduced risk, helped families find work, and created an immediate social world. Yet the same concentration could mean exploitation by landlords, vulnerability to fire and disease, and limited contact with wider city networks. The book connects these conditions to reform movements and municipal governance, showing how investigative journalism, public health campaigns, and political pressure gradually pushed the city toward housing and safety regulation. Importantly, the narrative treats immigrants as actors within these changes, not only as victims. They organized, petitioned, and sometimes resisted reforms that threatened rents or jobs. The city's physical development, new transit lines, bridges, and later subways, altered the immigrant map by opening new districts and enabling outward movement. Through this lens, New York becomes a case study in how urban infrastructure and policy determine whether immigration produces upward mobility or entrenched poverty. Fourthly, work, politics, and the fight over power. Anbender shows that immigrant New York cannot be understood without labor and politics, because the workplace and the ballot box were often the fastest routes to influence. Newcomers filled docks, factories, construction sites, and domestic service, and their labor underwrote the city's growth. But low wages and harsh conditions sparked strikes, union drives, and long disputes about who deserved protection and who should be excluded. The book explores how ethnic divisions could be exploited by employers and politicians, while moments of shared grievance sometimes produce cross-group organizing. Politics runs alongside labor as a parallel arena of conflict and opportunity. Immigrant voters powered local machines, which offered patronage and assistance, but also entrenched corruption and favoritism. Reformers sought cleaner government and professionalized services, yet could be indifferent to immigrant needs or openly hostile to immigrant influence. And Binder portrays these struggles as recurring, rather than unique debates about public order, policing, welfare, and schooling repeatedly became proxies for arguments about cultural difference and belonging. Over time, immigrants and their children moved from the margins into leadership, reshaping parties, city agencies, and civic culture, and proving that political incorporation is as central as economic survival. Lastly, new waves, new rules restriction, revival, and modern diversity. The later narrative examines how the city responded when national immigration policy tightened and then reopened, and how those shifts reshaped New York again. Periods of restriction reduced arrivals and altered neighborhood dynamics, while also reinforcing ideas about who counted as American. Ann Binder explains how economic change and demographic movement, including suburbanization and industrial decline, challenged older immigrant districts and created new fault lines. When immigration expanded again in the late 20th century, newcomers from the Caribbean, Latin America, Asia, and elsewhere revived many neighborhoods, opened businesses, and replenished the city's workforce. Yet the familiar pattern returned anxiety about cultural change, disputes over schools and public space, and arguments about whether immigrants burden or strengthen public services. The book emphasizes continuity across centuries. The same city that once feared Irish Catholics or Eastern European Jews later questioned new arrivals, even as earlier groups became established. By connecting policy, economics, and everyday adaptation, Ann Binder shows that New York's resilience is tied to its capacity to absorb people in motion. The modern city's diversity is presented not as a recent branding exercise, but as the cumulative outcome of repeated migration cycles, political battles, and neighborhood reinventions over 400 years. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a deep but readable history of New York City, as well as anyone interested in immigration, urban policy, and the roots of present-day cultural debates. Students, general history fans, and residents curious about their neighborhoods will find it especially rewarding because it links big events to daily life, showing how families navigated housing shortages, discrimination, dangerous work, and political exclusion. The practical benefit is perspective. By seeing how similar arguments and anxieties recur across centuries, readers can better evaluate modern claims about newcomers, social cohesion, and public resources, and recognize how much city prosperity has depended on immigrant energy and adaptation. Compared with many New York histories that center elites, iconic buildings, or singular crises, Ann Binder keeps immigrants at the center and treats their institutions, conflicts, and aspirations as the engines of change. The long time span also distinguishes the book from narrower studies of one group or one era, making it a strong single-volume choice for understanding continuity and transformation. It is worth buying if you want a narrative that is both panoramic and grounded, explaining not only what happened, but why New York became the city it is. If you would like to support Tyler Ann Binder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.